Dave, we've had this question come in on email from Ken, and he says, if wind has zero resistance, does it still make any sound? Now, the analogy he's given is with vision. He says, we can't see the wind, only see the things it moves. So he would think that we can't hear wind unless it interacts with something and that causes turbulence. What do you think?
It certainly won't cause any sound if there's nothing to cause any turbulence, if there's no vibrations, because sound is just a vibration of air. So if the wind is flowing past something and that thing makes it vibrate, like if you get some swirling when it blows across the edge of a surface or something, you get some turbulence, or that turbulence can drive vibrations in a bottle or something. When you blow across the top of a bottle, you'll produce very loud sounds. If you're in the middle of an air column, so if you're up high in the air where all the air is moving in the same direction very fast, there's no relative movements, you won't get any vibrations at all. So it would be very quiet. So people are hot air ballooning, it's very, very still, even if the wind's quite high, because they're moving with the wind. However, there's various interpretations of what he means by resistance. One of them is how gloopy it is, how viscous the fluid is.
So that's sort of the internal resistance of the fluid itself, rather than it interacting with, say, a wall. This is resistance inside the fluid.
That's right, basically how much friction there is inside the fluid itself. And fluids which are very, very viscous, things like treacle, will move very, very smoothly and you won't get any vibrations and it would essentially be very, very quiet. However, if there's very, very, very low viscosity, it can't lose energy by viscous flow, by friction. It can only lose it by turbulence. So the flows will be incredibly turbulent and very, very noisy.
So that goes back to what Fred was saying about how you have to put energy in to create turbulence and then it actually loses the energy back to this internal friction.
That's right. And the more viscosity there is there, the quicker the turbulence will die away. And if there's enough, it won't form in the first place.
Thank you very much.